We're going to be talking about hell today. Hopefully you all woke up today and said, I hope we talk about hell at church today. Because that's we're gonna try and dispel the myths of hell. And I've been saying that this series in some ways is going to be a challenge to many of us about what we've just come to know and believe. And maybe you're like I used to be, where I believed certain things, but I really didn't know why I believed it. It was told to me by people I trusted, and so therefore it was truth. And we want to look at some of these things now and look at what the Bible says versus what we think it says. Now, there's going to be a lot of verses today. I can't get to every single one of them. And so this is my challenge to you. And some of you, even last week, as I recall, came up to me and said, hey, thank you for challenging us to take that Bible reading plan that was in the handout for the previous series. And many of you have done that and taken that challenge and have reported back to me how it's really impacted you. And so here's a challenge for you this week. Take the handout that you have today and go and read these verses. I'm going to talk about some of them, but I can't get to all of them just due to time. And go and study this on your own. I want to remind you that this is not my opinion. It'd be very easy for me to come up here and just share my opinion. This is not my opinion. This is the way I'm interpreting what has been written in the scriptures, okay? And so I ask all of us right now, let's just kind of lay down everything that we've been told by people that we trust, and let's reconstruct all of that based on what the Bible says and on the readings. Now, I want to remind you, if you have any questions about any of this that we've talked about, in the first, what happens when we die, and then what we're going to cover today. Next Wednesday, Wednesday the 20th, which is next Wednesday. Yeah, next Wednesday. So this Wednesday, you have the opportunity to come down and ask questions. And we're going to do our best to talk through some of these things. And we will not have had the last two parts of the sermon series, but you can still ask those questions that pertain to heaven, that pertain to living in the light of what we're learning about heaven and hell. And you can bring those questions, and we just want to have a dialogue. The goal is to get us back into God's Word. I believe we become transformed. We exist to transform families that are far from God by committing to Christ, building community, and unleashing compassion. And I absolutely believe that that cannot happen if we are not in God's Word. I can tell you whatever. And if you're not in God's Word, frankly, I could stand up here and make up stuff. Right? And lead you down a path that you have no clue that you're headed down that path. And if you're not going and checking these things and having a dialogue and asking questions, you need to be. I assure you, I hope that you see me as trustworthy and honest man. I am not just making up stuff. But you don't know that. And so I want to encourage you, man, get in your Word. Here's another thing that I've come to learn about the American church. We, as a body of believers in America, are afraid to share our faith because the opponents to the Christian faith know more about the Bible than we do. That's true. We sit in the grace of God, and that's a beautiful place to be. But we still need to be studying and learning and growing, and so we can defend our faith. We can look at somebody who needs the hope of Christ and lead them there confidently. And we can't do it if you're simply listening to somebody for about a half an hour a week. We need to be in it. God provided it for us. We need to be in it. He's allowed us to have that opportunity. Take advantage of it. Okay. So this Wednesday, 7 o'clock in this building, come for questions and answers. And what we're going to get right now, let's get into dispelling the myths of hell. This one's kept me up at night. So here we go. And I look forward to the conversations out in the lobby. Let's just get to the first point and let's just get it out there. Hell, as we have come to understand it, is not a biblical concept. See, I mean, we just need to lay it down around. So hell, as we have come to understand it, is not a biblical concept. There are a lot of myths out there that we have accepted culturally as truth. Here are some of the popular myths regarding hell. That in this place, Satan is in charge and is absolutely relishing his role in tormenting those in hell. Another myth is that hell is an eternal fire and burning. Another myth is that hell is on the earth, whilst Christians get to go to heaven. Another myth, this is one of my favorites, it's a party. Just featured debauchery, right? I mean, anything goes in hell. Another myth, hell is life as we know it now, and after death, everybody is spared then hell and gets to go to heaven. Another myth, hell is merely separation from God. Now we'll see that that's a part of it. But if hell was just separation from God, wouldn't that be heaven for those people who right now reject God? I mean, it would be where would be the punishment? Where would be the promises of God in that if you don't believe, then you are cast out? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people right now that if it was simply, hell was just simply separation from God, but nothing more than that, that's not really hell for them, right? It's heaven. That would be paradise for them. Hell, as we have come to know it, finds its roots in Greek philosophy, not in the writings of Scripture. Okay, hell as we accept it has less to do with what we read in the Bible and more to do with what the early church leaders taught beginning in about the 3rd century. So as hundreds of years passed since Jesus' death and his burial and resurrection, his ministry and all that, so as time progressed, Greek philosophy began to permeate its way into the church's teachings. And it slowly and methodically found its way into what was being taught. And from about the 3rd century on, man-made beliefs began to infiltrate Christianity. And after enough time and been taught over and over and over again, this began to be received as biblical truth. So back then, the scriptures weren't available.